Here we're starting here at the bottom of Chav Chet Amad Bet by the two dots. The Gemara here is discussing the creation of Shemone Esrei. Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Shimon Abkoli, his dear Yudchet Brachot, Ifnei Rabbi Gamliel, Al Seder B'Yavne. The establishment of the Shemone Esrei was put together, whether it was formulated or just canonized, by Shimon Abkoli. Abkoli is a seller of cotton balls or cotton rolls. He put it together before Rabbi Gamliel in the Yavne, which is what we know. There is a machloka between the Rambam and the Ramban to whether tefillah is deoraita or derabanan. But everybody agrees that the structure of tefillah and the content of tefillah is clearly derabanan. And that is clear from our Gemara here as well, that in Yavne they put together the actual Shemone Esrei that we have today. So they wanted to add on a 19th bracha. Bracha being the Birkat HaTzdukim. As we mentioned yesterday, the word Tzdukim is sometimes used because of the censors that got to the Gemara, so it's not always clear that they really meant Tzdukim or had other things in mind here. So they wanted to put a bracha together that basically identified those people who we're not believers. They wanted to add this bracha in, but they need someone to do it. So Amad Shmuel HaKatan v'tikna. Shmuel HaKatan was the one who put together the bracha of Lamal Shinim. The Shana Acheret, the next year, Shachcha, he forgot it. V'hishkif v'ashtayim v'shalosh sha'ot, he was thinking about it, meditating over it, trying to remember it for 2 or 3 hours. V'lo eluo, and they did not remove him from the Amud. He was the Shliach Tzibur. Remember in their day, they were davening b'al peh, by heart. And he forgot the bracha that he had put together of Lamal Shinim. So he stuck. They gave him time to work it out and to remember what it was. Now some say that that's because nobody else really knew it. He was the only one who really knew it. And therefore they gave him time to remember it. Others say that he had forgotten. He hadn't been up at the Amud for a while and he had forgotten what he had put together. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, Ta b'chol ha-brachot kulan ein malinoto. A person makes a mistake with any other bracha, we leave him in place. Birkat HaTzdukim, Malinuto, if it's a mistake within the bracha of Birkat HaTzdukim of the Mal Shinim, Hashin and Shema Minhu, then we think he's possibly a Min, and the reason that he's fumbling over this bracha is because he doesn't want it to apply to him. This was somewhat like a way to identify an oath of faith to the way of the Prushim by having this bracha in there, and therefore people who were subscribing to other worldviews or hashkafot in Judaism or other religions would not then take the Amud because they wouldn't agree to say this bracha. So it was a pledge of allegiance, this bracha. So if someone makes a mistake in the middle of the pledge of allegiance, then we worry about their allegiances. So my says, Shani Shmuel HaKatan, Diu Tikna. Shmuel HaKatan, we don't worry about because he's the one who put it together. So my says, V'nichu Shtimu HaDarbe. Maybe he went off the derech in the interim. Amar Abaye Gemiri, Tava Lo Abibisha. Have a mesora that someone is good doesn't go bad. Vilo, is that really true? Vakti, viva posuk, in Yechezkel, b'shub tzadik mitzidka tova sovel. When a tzadik leaves his way and does wrong. So it says, how Russia mi karo. That tzadik was originally a Russia, did tshuva, and there we worry about the fact that he might go back. How about tzadik mi karo lo? Someone was always righteous, there we don't worry about it. Vilo, is that really true? Vatanan. Do not trust yourself until the day of death. Sharei, Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shimesh Bikuhuna Gidola Shmonim Shana. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. He served in that position. Ublasof Nased Tzduki. At the end of his life, he left the way of the Tzduchim and became a Tzduki. So you see that even though this is a righteous individual for his entire life, he became a Tzduki at the end of his life. So Rabbaye, Hu Yanai, Hu Yochanan. That's not a problem. We can answer that because I think that Yanai and Yochanan are the same individual. One is his Greek name, which is Yanai. One is his Hebrew name, which is Yochanan. Yanai Melech is mentioned in the Gemara numerous times, including a story in the Gemara in Kiddushin, which describes that Yanai Melech killed out a large number of the Chachamim. So if that's the case, Abaye's answer stands like he said before, which is, if he's a tzaddik mi'ikaro, we don't worry about it. But if he was a rosh originally and then became a tzaddik, we do worry about him going back, and that's what happened here. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was originally Yanai. Yanai HaMelech, someone who did a lot of evil, killed out the Talmidei Chachamim. He did tshuva, and then he was Yochanan Kohen Gadol. At the end of his life, he became a tzaddik, not surprisingly, because he was a rosh mi'ikaro. So that's how Abaye solves this problem and says, if he's a tzaddik mikaro, we don't worry about it at all. And that's the case of Shmuel HaKatan here. Whereas if he was a Rasha mikaro, we do worry about it, and that's the explanation for what happened to Yochanan Kohen Gadol, as well as the Pasuk in Yechezkel. Rava disagrees. He says, Yana Lechud and Yochanan Lechud. They're two individuals. There's Yana Melech and there's Yochanan Kohen Gadol. They're not the same individual. Yana Rosha mikaro, Yochanan Tzaddik mikaro. Yana was evil from the beginning, and Yochanan was a tzaddik from the beginning. So Hanicha Abaye, according to Abaye, we just explained all of the issues here. We can explain the behavior with Shmuel HaKatan, we can explain the Pasuk in Yechezkel, as well as Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Rava Kasha. According to Rava, how is he going to explain why they left Shmuel HaKatan in place? So Amelcha Rava, Tzadik Mikara Nami, even if he's a Tzadik originally, Dilmo Hoder, but we do worry about him going off the Derech. Yochi Amailo Eskua. So why didn't they remove Shmuel HaKatan? It says, Shiny Shmuel HaKatan, the Atchil Ba. Shmuel HaKatan was a different case because he began the bracha. If he's unwilling to start that bracha, or he seems like he's fumbling around at the start of the bracha, that's when we remove him, because then we worry about his allegiances. But if he's already started the bracha, in the middle of the bracha he gets stuck and he's fumbling around, then we don't remove him, because we're not worried about his allegiance. Then we think that it really is an innocent mistake that he forgot how to end that bracha. So the Gemara had started out asking, what are the Shmona Esrei, the 18 brachot, what are they connected? And then afterwards, when it said it had 19, it also wants to know, what was the 19th one? Had they had in the 19th one? So we had answers as to why we have Shmona Esrei. It's connected the Azkarot of Hashem in Shema. It's connected the names of Hashem in Tehillim of Habul Hashem. And then we had the 18 vertebrae. So now the Gemara wants to know, in other contexts, where we dive in a different Shmona Esrei, what is the number of brachot? What does that correspond to? So, Hani Sheva de Shabto, the seven brachot that we say on Shabbat, the three in the beginning, Kadesh Shabbat in the middle, and the three in the end, Kenegan me. So, I'm Rebbe Chalaf, the Ben Shul, Kenegan Shiva Akolot, Shmer David Alamayim. Kenegan the seven kolot that David said Alamayim, which is from the same Mizmor Tehillim, Mizmor Chavtet, of Kol Hashem Alamayim, Kol Hashem Be'adar. So, there the word kol is used seven times. Hani Teisha the Rosh Hashanah connected me. The nine brachot in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, at least for us, it's in Musaf. For others of the Rishonim, was in all the Tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. Three in the beginning, you have Malchiot, Zichronot, and Shofarot in the middle, and then you have the three at the end. Those nine, what do they correspond to? So Amrav Yitzchak, the Min Kartignan, Keneged Tishas Karot Shamra Chana B'Tefillata. Keneged the nine times that Chana mentions the Shem Hashem in her tefillah of Alatz Libi, Elokim, Damarmar, Rosh Hashanah, Nifkida Sarah, Rachel Bechana, because we have a memra, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana conceived, and that's why we read for the Haftorah. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read the story of Shmuel, the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, in which Tefillat Chana is contained, as well as the fact that we read about the birth of Yitzchak. So the two of those are connected to Rosh Hashanah because of this memra. Then Rosh Hashanah, Nifkeda Sarah, Rachel V'chana. Hanei, 24, the Tanita, connected me. 24 brachot that we say on a Yom HaTanit, those are connected who? So I'm Rabbi Chelba, connected Chav Dalet, Dereon Anot, Shamar Shlomo, B'Shah Shechnis Aron, the Beit Kodshei HaKodashim. It's connected the 24 pleas that Shlomo made when he brought the Aron into the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim on the day of the consecration of the Mikdash in the beginning of Malachim Aleph. Rashi relates a story, or hints to a story that mentioned in other places in Shas, about the fact that the doors of the Heichal would not open up and would not allow Shlomo HaMelech in. Shlomo HaMelech is pleading for them to open until they finally open after he asked, "Bizchut David Avi, Zchut David my father," and they finally open up. So over there he was begging Hashem for the ability to bring the Aron in. And that corresponds to what we do on a fast day. We're asking for the Rachamim of Hashem. So that's where the 24 brachot come from. So, Ema Tamrinu Shlomo. When did Shlomo make those supplications before Hashem? Be'omad Rachmi, on a day of Rachamim. On a day where he has to beseech Hashem to allow him to enter into the Mikdash. And Anami, we too. Be'omad Rachmi, Amrilu. On a day where we are calling out for Hashem and asking for His mercy, we will also say those in a note, the 24. Now Rabbi Yeshua Meir Me'ein Shmon Esrei. He says, a concentrated Shmon Esrei, summary Shmon Esrei. My Me'ein Shmon Esrei. What does it mean that you'd say a shorter version of the Shmon Esrei? Rav Amar Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. Rav says you take a piece of each bracha. Shmuel Amar Havineinu. And Shmuel says that it's the bracha of Havineinu, which the Gemara is about to lay out right now. So Rav says you take a piece of each bracha.
Meaning you create a single bracha that incorporates all the 18 brachot of Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore you have one bracha that is the tamsit of the 18, 19 brachot that comprise Shmoneh Esrei, similar to the way that Alamichya is a summary of all the brachot of Birkat HaMazon.
Shmuel says, you say this bracha of Avinenu,
which summarizes the 12 middle brachot of Bakashot. It will turn out that you have 7 brachot in the Shmoneh Esrei now. The first 3 that will stay in place, Avot, Vurot, and Kedusha. And the latter 3 brachot of the Shmoneh Esrei, which is Avoda, Hoda'ah, and Shalom. And then the middle brachot, the 12, 13 middle brachot, will be summarized into this single bracha called Avinenu,
which is Avinenu. So Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu L'tat Terachecha. So Hashem, please help us, give us understanding to know your ways, so that Atachonein L'adam Dat. Mol et Levavenu L'iratecha. Circumcise our hearts to your fear, which is Hashivenu Avinu. V'tislach lanu liyod gildim. You should forgive us, which is Tislach lanu liyod gildim, that we should be redeemed, is Goel Yisrael. V'rachakeinu mimachovenu. Distance us from our pains, our difficulties, that's Rifainu. Vidashneinu bin ot artzecha, and you should settle us, fatten us in the pastures of your land. So that is Barech Aleinu. Unifutzoteinu mi'arba tikabetz, and you should gather in the exiles from the 4 corners of the earth. That's the Kav Shofar. Batoim al datcha yishafetu, and those that go astray should be judged. That's one way that Rashi brings it. The second way he says is that the judges should be brought back to judge properly. Somewhat like our bracha, which is Hashiva Shofteinu. The bracha's context is the Shofteinu. Although the truth is, in the bracha of Hashiva Shofteinu, we want the judges back because of what they do for us. So here, Rashi gives 2 interpretations, which try to connect thematically to Hashiva Shofteinu. Val Rishayim Tanif Yadecha. And the Rishayim, your hand should wave. That's Lamal Shinim. V'yismichu Tzadikim. That's Ala Tzadikim. V'binyan Yirecha, V'zalushalayim Yircha. Tikun Eichalecha. But the purging, a horn of David, your servant, and the setting of a candle for the son of Yishai, your redeemer. That is Etzemach David. Before we call, you shall answer. They brought together all the brachot, the middle 18 brachot, into a single bracha called Havineinu. So, Layit Allah Abaye, Manda Matzli Havineinu. Abaye used to curse those that said Havineinu.
Because he's not saying the full brachot of the 18 brachot. He's saying the summary form.
Amar Rav Nachman and Shmuel, Kona Shana, Kula Mitzvalel Adam Havineinu. A person is allowed to daven Havineinu any time he needs, when it's necessary. Chutz Mimotzei Shabbat, Umetzei Yomim Tovim. Except for Motzei Shabbat and Motzei Yom Tov, Mipnei, Shetzerich Lomar Avdala, B'chonin Adat. To say Avdala, and you don't have Avdala in the bracha of Avinenu. Matkifla Rabba Bashmol Venemra Bracha Rivit Vifneatma. Let's make it its own bracha. We'll make an extra bracha for Avdallah. Milo Tzna, don't we have a machloket with regards to where the placement of Avdallah is in Shmoneh Esrei? And Rakiva Omer Omra Bracha Rivit Vifneatma. We have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that Avdallah is actually an independent bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei. Blaz Omer Bahoda. And Rabbi Elazar says, we put it in Ritzei. I says, wait a minute. Atu kol shana kula mi'abdinan k'Rabbi Akiva. All year round, we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva to make it an independent bracha. The hashanam g'navid. That now, all of a sudden, we're going to decide to put it in as a extra bracha. Kol shana kula, my time alo abdinan k'Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we hold of Rabbi Akiva's position the rest of the year? Because tamnei sari tikkun. They put together 18 brachot. Shasrei lo tikkun. They didn't put together 19 brachot. If you add in a bracha of Dalai, you add an extra bracha, and that's not 18. It says, Achanami sheva tikkun. When it comes to Avinenu, that's 7 brachot. 3 in the beginning, the Avinenu in the middle, and the 3 at the end. Tamni lo tikkun. You're going to add a bracha, make it 8 brachot. That's not what the institution was. So you can't all of a sudden add in another bracha. So matkiflar mar zutra. So Sutra posed the question, v'nichlala, michlal Avinenu, Hashem lokeinu. Why don't we put it in, fit it in to the Havineinu, and say, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, and then continue on. You could add in a phrase of Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol into Havineinu, and that would be sufficient. The Gemara says, Kashu, that's a good question. Why don't we just add that in to Havineinu, and it would solve our problem. Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Kol Shana Kula Mitpalel Adam Havineinu. All year round, a person can use Avinenu Chutz Mimot HaGshamim. That's a big exception. Except for the winter months, when you have to say V'tein Ta'al Umot Early Bracha. Because you have to say V'tein Ta'al Umot Early Bracha in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu. So Matki Flar Marzutra. So Marzutra poses the same question again. V'nichlala Michlal V'dashneinu B'naot Kortzecha. Add it into the piece that speaks about Baruch Aleinu, and then V'tein Ta'al Umot, and you add it in. He'll get confused. Now, he'll get confused here because, remember, they're saying it by heart. And if you all of a sudden have a change in the middle of the sequence of Havineinu, it'll throw him off, and then he won't remember the bracha of Havineinu. Well, if that's an answer, why don't we give a similar answer for Havdallah and Chonein Adat? Because there's a difference. Because there, it's in the beginning of Havineinu. There, he won't get confused or thrown off. Here it's when it's in the middle. It's in the middle of the tefillah matrid. It'll throw him off. So in the beginning, if he has to add in a couple words, he'll be on track. He won't get confused and be able to say it. But if he's in the middle and he's reciting it by heart and he's caught up in the middle, also he has to change some phrase in the middle, that could really throw him off and make it difficult for him. So as far as Tein Talamat Livracha, we understand why they did not incorporate it inside of Havineinu. On the other hand, Havdallah, the Gemara left us a kasha as to why it was not incorporated inside of Avinenu. Matkilav Ravashi, v'nemra b'shomeya tefila. Let him say it in shomeya tefila. Dame Rav Tanchu, mamre Yav Asi. Tov lo izkir gvurat kishamim tchiyat ha-meitim. If we got to say, Mashiva Ruach, Morid HaGoshim, and the Bracha of Mechaya Meitim, Magzir no tol. Let's go back to the beginning. Sheila b'berkat ha-shanim. If he forgets to say, Matein talamat li-bracha in Barech Aleinu, ain magzir no tol. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of Bnei. Shalom Rav Shomei Tefillah, because he could add it in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. Avdala b'chonein adat in magzir noto. When it comes to Avdala in chonein adat, you can't go back. Nei shalom Rav alakos. You could say it later on alakos. I mean that you don't have a right to go back and say it at all. It's not a tefillah or tachnunim so that it could be added into Shomei Tefillah. So if you miss it in the location where it was nikan, inside of Chonein Adat, that's it. We don't say it anymore. You don't try to make it up. You say Abdallah on the cup of wine later on. It says, Ta Shaini. That's very different. If he makes a mistake, then he can add it in into Shemeya Tefillah. But to L'chatchila put Tein Talamoto Livracha in Shemeya Tefillah, that we would not do. Kufa. Amar Abdan Chorim Rav Asi Tavel, Luis Kirgvek Shemim, Tchiyat HaMitim, if he forgets Mashiva Ruach Meir Goshem, Magziru until we force him back to the beginning of davening. Sheila, b'perkat ha-shanim, he forgets Tein Talamot Ali Bracha, and Bracha Leinu, and Magziru until. Do not force him back, b'kenei she'yachol ha-amra b'shemeya tefillah, because he can make it up in Shemeya Tefillah. Avdala b'chonin adad, ain't Magziru until, but Avdala in chonin adad, if he forgets it, that's it, we don't take him back, we don't say it again. B'kenei she'yachol ha-amra l'kos, because he has the ability to say it, ala yayin afterwards. Meitavei, we have another brayta. Tavlo izkir gvurat kishamim. If he forgot to say, Mashiva Ruach Moed HaGoshim, Tchiyat HaMeitim, Magzirin Oto. You take him back to the beginning, which is the same as what we saw before. Sheila b'birkat HaShanim. If he forgets, Tein Talamot Livracha and Barech Aleinu, Magzirin Oto. We force him back. That's different than what we had seen before. Avdallah b'chalein adat, ain Magzirin Oto, m'nei shechol amra lakos. And Avdallah again, does have to go back because you can say later at Lakos. So everything's the same except for Tein Talamot Livracha. In the first case, we said, don't go back because you can say it in Shemeya Tefillah. In the second case, we say, you have to go back. When it says, Lokash, Abi Yochid, Abi Tzibur. Difference between a Yochid who's davening and a Tzibur who's davening. By a Yochid who is davening, we force him to go back. By Tzibur, because then with the Tzibur, we don't force him to go back because he can listen to Chazarat HaShatz. And through Chazarat HaShatz, he'll be Yotzei. Mar says, Tzibur, my time alone. Why does he not have to go back? Shum Teshtama Mishleach Tzibur, because he's going to hear it in Chazarat HaShatz. Yoch, if that's the case, why did the Tanakh work before say, Hi, Mipnei Sheyachol Amra B'Shomeya Tefillah? Because he can say it later in Shomeya Tefillah, he doesn't have to go back. What's the reason he doesn't have to go back? Is Mipnei Sheshomeya Mishleach Tzibur Mibayle. Should say the reason he has to go back is because he's going to hear it in Chazarat HaShatz. The reason given for not having to go back for Tein Talamot Livracha is because you can say it later in Shemeya Tefillah. The way you are formulating it, the reason should be because you're going to hear it in Shliach Tzibur, and that's not what's written here. It says, okay, if that's the case, that can't be the solution over here. Ella, idiv idiv yachid. Both of these cases are a case where it's yachid davening. Lokasha ad idkar kodem Shemeya Tefillah. Vahadidkar achrei Shemeya Tefillah. Depends when he remembers. If he remembers before Shomeya Tefillah, then he doesn't have to go back. He can add it in during the bracha of Shomeya Tefillah. If he only remembers after Shomeya Tefillah, then he will have to go back. Question is, Where does he have to go back to? If a person remembers only after completing Shomei Tefillah, he's in the middle of Ritzeh, he's in the middle of Modim. Let's say he remembers he didn't say Tein Talamatli Bracha, now he has to go back to say it, because he forgot it. Where do you go back to? So there are two options. You either go back to Baruch Aleinu, or you go back to Shomei Tefillah. Which of those two? Now obviously, if you go back to Shomei Tefillah, you minimize the amount of Shemot Hashem that you have to repeat. You minimize the disturbance that you have in davening. On the other hand, the place where it belongs is in Baruch Aleinu. So maybe you should go back there. Once you're going back already, go back to the right location. So it turns out it's a machloket bishonim. Tosafot over here says that if you have to go back, you don't go back all the way, but rather, you only go back to Chozer, the Shomea Tefillah. You only go back to Shomea Tefillah. But the other Rishonim say that you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Question of what Tein Talamata Livracha. Is Tein Talamata Livracha an integral part of the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu? Or is it an independent phrase, an independent addition, which contextually makes sense to put it into Baruch Aleinu? But if you don't put it in there, you can fill it in Shomea Tefillah. So if you believe it's an integral part of the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, then you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. When you've forgotten it, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Now, in a case, Bidyevet, where you're between Baruch Aleinu and Shomei Tefillah, and you can add it into Shomei Tefillah, we say Bidyevet, do that. But the Chatchila, if you have a choice, we're not going to say put it in Shomei Tefillah. We're going to say it's integral to Baruch Aleinu. Baruch Aleinu needs it in order to be the proper Bracha. So therefore, if we're found later on in davening, we're going to force you back to Baruch Aleinu. On the other hand, you believe it's just an independent request that contextually fits into Baruch Aleinu, then if you find yourself past Shomei Tefillah, we're going to just say, go back to Shomei Tefillah. Because all we need to do is to say it. We don't need you to say it in Baruch Aleinu. We need you to say it within the Tefillah. And Shomei Tefillah's last bracha contextually fits Shomei Tefillah. It's a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that fits in thematically with Shomei Tefillah. And it will minimize the number of brachot that you have to repeat now. That Machlok Rishonim as to where you go back when you've forgotten the Tein Talumotar Ali Bracha. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Vasi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Tav lo yizkir shu Rosh Chodesh, Shabbat Avodah. If he forgets to say Yalav Yavo in Ritzei, Chuzer la Avodah. He has to go back to Ritzei. Nizkar behodah. If he remembers in Modim, Chuzer la Avodah. He has to go back to Ritzei. Besim Shalom. If he remembers in Mevarech et Moisa b'Shalom, Besim Shalom, Chuzer la Avodah. So those are the final three brachot. The final three brachot of Shmona Esrei are Ritzei, which ends with a Magzir Shkinat Olitzion, Hoda'ah, which begins with Modim and ends with Tov Shimcha Nachaneh Le'odot, and Sim Shalom, that ends with Merechet Moisrael B'Shalom. So those three brachot, if he remembers that he didn't say Yalav Yavo in any one of those three brachot, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha, beginning of Ritzei. Now that is true in all situations except where he remembers right after he finishes the bracha of Machazir Shkinato L'Tzion, and he does not begin the bracha of Modim. If you begin the bracha of Modim already, you go back to the beginning of Ritzei. But if you remember right after Machzir Shkinato L'Tzion, before you said Modim, and before elapsed the time of Kedei Hiluch Abrahamot, you say Yalav Yavo right there. You say it right after you finish the bracha, before Modim. You don't go back to the beginning of Ritzei. And that has to do with a basic halacha that even at the termination or the conclusion of a bracha, you're still considered to be within the bracha until you've left it. It actually comes up by Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh Meitim and you've forgotten Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem, if you say it immediately after you conclude Mechayeh Meitim, Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem, you're fine. You're covered. Because it's considered to be a part of the bracha of Mechayeh Meitim. The same thing is true here with the Yalav Yavo. But again, you have to remember it immediately. You can't have said the word Modim yet because that means you already started the next bracha. You can't have time elapse where it would be Kedei Hiluch Arba Amot. It really has to be immediately afterwards. If he ends Shmon Esrei, Chozer L'Rosh, and he's got to go back to the beginning, he's got to repeat Shmon Esrei. Now we know already, you know, when it comes to Yalav Yavo, that's only true at Shachrin and Mincho. At Ma'ariv, if one forgets Yalav Yavo by Rosh Chodesh, it's only by Rosh Chodesh, person does not repeat Shmon Esrei, and not only does he not repeat Shmon Esrei, if you finish the bracha of Machzir Shkinatot Tzion, you don't go back anymore. Since you're not obligated to go back for it, it would be incorrect to go back for it if you did forget it. So if you forget Yalav Yavo at night, even if you're still within Shmon Esrei, you don't go back. And clearly, if you finish Shmon Esrei, you don't go back for that Yalav Yavo. Okay, now, Amar Rapapa Rei Deravacha Barada Ha Damran Tziyem Chuzer Derosh. Here where we said that if you plead the Shmon Esrei, you go back to the beginning. Lo Amar Lo Sha'akar Raglav. That's only if you move your feet. Lo Agar Raglav. If you didn't move your feet, Chuzer La'avodah. Then you come back to Ritzei. You're not considered outside of Shmon Esrei until you move your feet. Amalei Menalach Ha. Where do you know that from? Amaleim Abba Amori. I know it from my father, Shmieli. That's where I heard it from. Abba Amori Mirav. And my father heard it from Rav. This is a memory from Rav that The end of Shmoneh Esrei is determined by the moving of your feet. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Hadam Ranar Karav Chosed Rosh, that which he just learned, that when it comes to moving your feet, you have to go back to the beginning. Lo Amar Elo She'enu Ragil Omar Tachnunim. That's only if he doesn't normally add in additional tefillot at the end, like we do. Elokai Netzor Achar Tefillato. The end of Shmoneh Esrei, but Ragil Omar Tachnunim, if he normally did, Achar Tefillato Chozer LaAvodah, then he can still go back. He's still considered to be within Shmoneh Esrei when he is yet to said those Tachnunim that he normally says. Ikad Amrei. There's some that say, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Had Amran Ki Lo Akar Raglav Chozer LaAvodah. When he has yet to move his feet, he goes back to Ritzei. Lo Amran Elo Shuragil Omar Tachnunim. That's only when he normally says additional tefillot after Shmoneh Esrei. Achar Tefillato. If he may not Ragil Omar Tachnunim, Achar Tefillato, he doesn't normally add in anything, Chozer the Rosh right away. So in the second Lashon of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, there are two ways to end Shmoneh Esrei. One way is to move your feet. That is automatically the end of Shmoneh Esrei. The other one is to be at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. If you're finished, even though you haven't moved your feet, you're finished. You're done. It's as if you moved your feet. So you don't literally have to move your feet in order to end Shmoneh Esrei. If you had a point in Shmoneh Esrei where you completed everything you need to say, now if you had in Elokai Netzor, that means you're at the end of Elokai Netzor. If you don't say Elokai Netzor, it means after Amarecha to Moshe B'Shalom. You're considered to have ended Shmoneh Esrei and moved your feet, even though you have yet moved your feet. And that is the way we paskin, like this latter Lashon of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that there are two ways to terminate Shmoneh Esrei. One is by moving your feet. The other one is by finishing up all the tefillot that you have to say. Whereas in the first Lashon, it's not clear what he means, because over there it sounds like, even if you move your feet, that if you're still within Elokai Netzor, you normally say Elokai Netzor, you're not, you haven't ended. So the only way to end in the first case is to have both. To be Oker Raklav, plus be finished your tefillah. So in the first Lashon, you need to have both, two things, which is you finish everything you normally say, plus you moved your feet. In the second Lashon, you need either or. Either you completed everything you normally say, or if you moved your feet, either one of those would terminate your Shmoneh Esrei, and you'd have to go back to the beginning. Alright, so there's a very interesting Baal Halachot Gedolot that's quoted by the Tosfot over here. You look at it, it's Tosfot Ta'a, V'lo Hizkir Shorosh Kodesh Ba'avodah. He made a mistake, and he forgets the Alev Yovel in Ritzei. Chalakot Gedolot Perish Davka B'Yachid. That's only if you're davening alone. Alev B'Tzibur Einu Chozer. When you're down with the tzibur, you don't go back. Maybe it's shomah me'ashatz. You can hear it in chazarat shatz. It's me'ul tzarech le'daktek m'pi'a chazam kol ot v'ot shel tefillah. But if you're going to do that, you have to listen to every single word from the shleich tzibur, because it's as if you're saying it. The shatz standing up there is as if you're saying, and you can make up yala v'yavo in that way. So afo pishu baki, even though he's a person who can normally daven on his own, nevertheless, since the shatz is already saying it for those that don't know, you can be included or captured by this. So Safod over here adds on later on, even though Rabbi Gamliel instituted that only the people out in the field would be covered by Chazarat HaShatz. But a person who didn't daven would not be covered by Chazarat HaShatz. So why over here are you covered by Chazarat HaShatz? So Tosfot says something that's consistent with what he said back on Daf Chavav. We mentioned at the time as well, when you made a mistake, the end of Rosh Chodesh, Mincha and Rosh Chodesh, you make a mistake and forget Yalav Yavo, do you daven Hashtayim at Marid? Do you daven twice at Marid, even though you're not going to say Yalav Yavo anymore? Over there, Tosfot says, you don't repeat it. Because, what are you gaining? You already said Shmoneh Esrei, saying the second Shmoneh Esrei is not going to change anything, and you didn't miss the Yalav Yavo, and you can't make up Yalav Yavo later. So over there we said, what was Tosfot's Shita? Tosfot's Shita was, when you forget Me'ino Ma'ura, things like Yalav Yavo and Shmoneh Esrei, it's still a good Shmoneh Esrei. You forgot Me'ino Ma'ura, but you really davened. And that's what Tosfot says over here too. When you forget Yalav Yavo and your Shmoneh Esrei, you davened already. You said a full Shmoneh Esrei. The only thing you forgot was Yalav Yavo. So the only thing you're trying to get out of the Shliach Tzibur is Yalav Yavo. That's okay. Rabbi Gamliel gave a dispensation for that situation. Where did Rabbi Gamliel say it doesn't work for the Shliach Tzibur? If you didn't daven at all. Had you not daven Shmoneh Esrei, then the Shliach Tzibur can't help you. But if you have daven, just forgotten the Me'ina Ma'ura, according to Tosafot, you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you daven, you're fine, you're done. That's what we saw in Chavav. Why repeat Ma'ariv twice if you forgot Yalav Yavo and Mincha and Rosh Chodesh? Doesn't do anything. You davened already. You just need Yalav Yavo, and that you're not going to make up by saying Shmoneh Esrei twice in Maariv. So here too, Tosafot says the same thing. We don't feel that way. We feel when you forget Yalav Yavo, that it really undermines your Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, if you forgot Yalav Yavo in Mincha time, you would say Maariv twice. And also over here, we can't rely on the Shliach Tzibur to be motzi you when you forget Yalav Yavo, because it's as if you didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei. And now the Gemara continues, my keva. In the Mishnah, it said, Rabbi Lezomera, who sits with a tokeva, inan tachnunim. That's not considered davening to supplicate before Hashem. My keva. What does keva mean? Rabbi Yaakov Baidi Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. Kol shetfilato dume alav kimasui. It's anybody whose tefillah is like a burden on him, as Rashi says. Chok kavuahu alai litpalel. It's a demand on me. It's an obligation to daven. Tarichani, let's say yidei chubati. I got to discharge this obligation. Tefillah is rachme. Tefillah is coming and pouring out your heart before Hashem. Tefillah is not like any other mitzvah where you say, I have an obligation, I discharge the obligation. You're missing the whole point of tefillah, if that's the way you view tefillah. Tefillah is all about heartfelt prayer before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't use a language of request and supplication, beseechment of Hashem, so from over here it would sound like, from the Rabbanan, is even though you said it kekeva, even though you said it like an obligation, as long as you use the right language, that's enough. Yaakov Reid, the Amar Rav Shai, requires the heart. And it doesn't matter how you say it, it doesn't matter what wording you use, it matters how you feel. Whereas the Rabbanan seems to indicate here, it has to do with the wording and not how you feel. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damrei Tarvayu, Kol She'enu Yachol L'Chadesh Badavar. If you're unable to put something new into your Shmoneh Esrei, meaning that you have no new request in your Shmoneh Esrei, but that's what it means keva. It's the same format every day. You're saying the exact same thing every day, and you're not changing your tefillah to match what's happening in your life. Your life is changing, it's ever-changing, and therefore your tefillah should also reflect those changes. And if it doesn't, then you're making it again like an obligation, not like rachmei before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Rebbe Zeira Ana Yechimah L'Chudushe Ba Milta. I could say something new in Shmoneh Esrei, Mustafina Dilma Metridna, but I don't do it because I'm afraid I'll get bogged down in the Shmoneh Esrei, I'll forget where I am. Same problem we had before, if you're doing Baal Peh, and then all of a sudden you digress. To say your own personal tefillah, sometimes hard to get back on track. Anybody who doesn't daven with the rays of the sun is considered to be tefillat keva. Because he doesn't daven at the proper time. He makes it into a keva, into a burden of some sort, that he davens it, but not at the proper time. And how do we know that you should daven b'dimdumei chama? Because it's a mitzvah to daven with the rays of the sun. Because the pasuk says, "Vamar Rabbi Zera, my kara." What's the pasuk? Yiraucha im shemesh lefnei yareach dor dorim.
That they should fear you, Hashem, before the sun and before the moon, from generation to generation.
Meaning that right when the sun arises, you should be before Hashem, and before the moon arises, you should be with Hashem. So at either end, beginning of the day and the end of the day, you should be right by sunrise and by sunset. You should be saying Shmoneh Esrei. Laitei Allah b'marov and Eretz Yisrael, they cursed. Aman d'matzleim dumnei chama. People davened near Shkia, near sunset. My time adom mitrufalei shaita, because maybe something will happen, an ones of some sort will happen, and then you won't be able to daven. If you put yourself in a position where you are kichuta sara, you're like at a hair's breadth of saying mincha at the right time, and something goes wrong, you're going to miss mincha. So you should give yourself some sort of buffer. And therefore they discourage people from davening right at sunset. But rather you daven at sunrise and close to sunset, but you don't necessarily have to daven right at sunset in order to fulfill this idea of davening b'dum d'mei chama. B'shua amer amalech b'makom sakara mitpalel tefillah k'tzara. Someone is in a dangerous location, says a short tefillah, b'chol pashat ha'ibur. My pashat ha'ibur. In the Mishnah, we mentioned what that tefillah was. And in that tefillah, it had a terminology called Pashat Yibur, which we did not translate. We said the Gemara is going to translate. And this is what the Gemara says now. Even though you're full of anger at Bnei Israel, Kisha Ubra, like a pregnant woman who is in a difficult situation, is in pain. You nevertheless, Hashem, their need should be before you. So despite the fact that Hashem, you are angry at them, you should still tend to their needs. And that's what it means in the bracha. Even though they're in the violation of your word, their need should be before you. So Parshat Ibur, Ibur can either refer to Ubar, or pregnancy, or Avar, to pass by, transgress. And that's what it means, B'chol Parshat Ibur. Whether you are angry at them, or whether they have transgressed in front of you, you should still have their needs before you. Person is walking in a place where there are dangerous animals, marauders. That's when you say this short tefillah. And what is this tefillah k'tzara? Rabbi Elazar Omer, Aseh Ritzon Chaba Shamayim Mima'al, should do your will in the heavens above. And you should give pleasure and satisfaction to those that fear you, mitacha, down below. And what is good in your eyes, you should do. Baruchat Hashem, shomei atfilah. B'shua Omer, Shma Shavat Amecho, should hear the cries of your nation Israel. So Rashi points out, Shavat is a lashon gnicha, your term tefillah. It's pouring out one's heart, it's sighing, it's groaning, moaning. It's an intense form of davening. But say Mehira B'kashatam, and you should quickly fulfill their requests. Baruchat Hashem, shomei atfilah. Blazer Zadik Omer should say this, Shma Tzakat Amecho Yisrael, you should hear the cries of your nation Yisrael, Vaseh Meirah B'Kashatam, and do their request, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomeya Tefillah. And that's why you have a little note there, the Aleph of the Gra says that whole memra of Rabbi Yeshua is not included in the Tosefta, because otherwise you have a repeat of the same thing. Chemim Omim Tzarchei Amecho Yisrael Mirubim, the needs of your people Yisrael are great, Bitatam Ktzara, and their ability to express it, to articulate it, is limited. It should be your will, Hashem. Every person, their needs. And every goof and every being should have enough for what it needs. That's the lashon of the tefillah k'tzara that we use. Halacha k'achirim. The halacha is like achirim, that lashon that we just mentioned. Amalei Eliyahu l'Rav Yehuda, achua d'Rav Sala Chasida. Eliyahu came and appeared to Rav Yehuda, this brother of Rav Sala Chasida. Lo tirtach v'lo techte. If you don't get angry, you won't sin. Anger is a huge cause for sin. People who have the minhag to say the Igeret HaRamban every day, the Igeret HaRamban to his son, very focuses very much on that, of staying calm and collected and having Yishuv Adat, because when it gets angry, he sins. Lo tirvei v'lo techatei. Don't get drunk and you won't sin. Drunkenness, losing one's inhibitions, causes or is a cause for sin. When you go out to your way, when you go to travel, you should first then say, Mayam
Himaleich bekoncha b'tzei.
What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Chisa, zut tefillah t'derech. You should first check in with Hashem. You should ask Hashem for protection, tefillah t'derech, and then only afterwards go out. Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Chisda, kol yotzei l'derech, tzarech l'tpelel tefillah t'derech. Anybody who's going to travel has to say tefillah t'derech, and my tefillah t'derech. What is the wording of tefillah t'derech? Yeretzom l'fenech Hashem l'kai. Should be your will, Hashem, my God, shetolicheni l'shalom, that you should have me travel peacefully, v'tatzidin l'shalom, and my footsteps should go in peace, v'tismicheni l'shalom, and you should support me in peace. V'tatzileni mikaf kol oyev, should save me from the hands of an enemy, v'orev, and a ambush, v'derech, on the way. Shalach bracha maseh adai, and you should send a bracha to works of my hands. V'neni l'chenel chesed rachamim be'enecha, and you should make me find favor and mercy in your eyes. U'b'nei kol ra'ai, and anybody who sees me, baruch atah Hashem shomei atfilah. And you can see here all the otot of the gra that add in the lishonot of the other rishonim, which accord mostly with the way that we have our tefillah t'derech today, adding in those extra words. Amar Abaye, the only thing that's a little different about this tefillah t'derech is that it's written in singular. Everything is about you personally. And Abaye says, Olam nishtof inish nafshei v'hadedi tzubura. When a person davens, they should not only daven for themselves, they should make themselves amongst the many, amongst the tzibur. And therefore, heichid ne'ema. So what should you say? Yishev l'mufanech Hashem elokeinu. Shetolicheinu l'shalom. It should be said in the plural form. Even when one is davening for their own personal needs or for personal situation, they should not daven in the singular, but rather daven in the plural, because the power of tefillah and the power of Klal Yisrael comes from us being a part of the whole of Klal Yisrael, not as us as individuals. And therefore, it's important to make your tefillah correspond to that reality, which is to have it be in plural. Right, we'll finish up the dinim of tefillah t'derech tomorrow about when you say it, how you say it, and we'll delve into that a little more deeply when we finish up that sugya tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop over here.